I'd now like to welcome you into our service in a slightly different way, by sharing reflections on my process of finding my voice. I hope it encourages you to reflect on and share your musings too, for often it is in the sharing that we figure things out. When Reverend Seth asked if I would share my thoughts, the question bounced around in my head for days. What is my voice? On a practical level, with a cold threatening my voice, I am attempting to rediscover it with an elixir of ginger, turmeric, and lemon. Reflecting more deeply, though, my mother is a quilter, and I have come to the conclusion that instead of a single unitary voice, my voice is a patchwork model, of which I'll share a few squares with you today. In my work world, as an untenured faculty member, I have guarded my voice for years, so I'm curious how it will sound after next year when the university decides if I stay or not. In my personal world, I find that my voice is connected to my head much more directly in English and to my emotions in Spanish. When I speak in Spanish, I often feel more authentic than in English, which doesn't mean that conversations in English are less meaningful to me, just that I feel less connected to my voice and also that I struggle for words at times. My upbringing didn't involve Spanish, not until ninth grade, but rather Slovak. My dad was raised in Czechoslovakia and came to the U.S. after World War II. Through my grandmother, who was my idol, I came to understand deep in my bones that identity is inherently tied to language, and that manifested itself in my lifelong passion to study languages, to have more than one language voice. Another square of the quilt. I was raised in a Catholic family, but not the typical operationalization of Catholicism. My father would require us, even as little kids, to critique the sermon on our drive home. Come on, what was crap and what made sense? You gotta answer me. Dad, who has been described as a mix of Danny DeVito and Robert De Niro, did not take no for an answer. He would give the priest his own critique before leaving, but it wasn't fair game for us to copy his ideas on the ride home. When I followed that model in third grade Sunday school, Mrs. Smith told my parents that they didn't need to bring me back anymore. Why, they asked? She asks too many questions. That pretty much describes me in most contexts. I greatly enjoy delving into people's stories, learning, and connecting with others through language. My father's craft was carpentry, and I saw mine as conversation craft work, drawing others out through dialogue. Another square. In 2009, I separated from my husband and began seeing a counselor. To figure out whether to stay or leave the marriage, I had to learn the hard lesson of quieting the voices around me and listening only to myself, to find my unmoving voice inside and not reflected in others. One day, she tasked me with starting to learn how to do something that others had said I wasn't good at, or that I thought I wasn't good at. I decided on singing. My brother, a musician with a very good ear, had always whispered to me to sing quieter when we sang Happy Birthday at parties. So I knew my ability to hit the notes was pretty pathetic, and I'd spent most of my life embarrassed about my singing voice. I approached Hal Caldwell, whom I really didn't know, but who was the choir director at that time, and struck me as someone who would be kind, helpful, and non-judgmental. I soon came to appreciate that those adjectives are total understatements for Hal. We met in this sanctuary every week for a year, and he taught me how to sing, like one would teach a little kid. I definitely don't hit all the notes, which is no fault of Hal's or Jim's, but they haven't kicked me out of choir yet or told me to sing quieter. And with skilled sopranos on my right and left for me to imitate, I think I do half decently in practices and performances, though not usually on my bike rides home, so you won't see me trading places with Margaret for solos, and that's perfectly fine. I'm just thrilled to sing in a choir that accepts my imperfect but enthusiastic voice, and it has increased my confidence in many other aspects of my life. So the quilt is still not entirely assembled. The squares will probably move around somewhat, and new ones incorporated before the batting is added. But it is coming together in ways that I couldn't have imagined a long time ago, and I am grateful for all the assistance on the journey. This is a spiritual community where every person is welcome. Let us take a moment and briefly introduce ourselves to those around us lovingly.